This is segment 7, the Toldot of Ishmael and the Toldot of Isaac, the birth of Esau and Jacob, to the selling of the birthright.
Now we come to a rather short Toldot, the Toldot of Ishmael in chapter 25, verses 12 through 18. And verses 12 through 16 provide us with the sons of Ishmael. And so the 8th Toldot begins with the list of the sons of Ishmael with verse 12 stating, "Now these are the generations of Ishmael," meaning what became of Ishmael. And what became of Ishmael were 12 sons leading to 12 tribes. Also in verse 12 is Ishmael's identification. He was Abraham's son. He was the son of Hagar the Egyptian. And verses 13 through 15 goes on to list the 12 sons. And in verse 17, you have the record of the death of Ishmael, and his years of life was 137 years. Ishmael in this verse is stated as having given up the ghost and died, and the result was, "and was gathered unto his people," again a statement of the afterlife. The purpose of recording the death of Ishmael here, which is not a strict chronological sequence, is to continue the author's pattern in the book, which is to dispense with the non-seed line before dealing with the main seed line. In this case, Ishmael's half-brother, Yitzhak or Isaac. And verse 18 provides us with the territory of Ishmael, and it describes Ishmael's territory, descendants. They dwelt from Havilah unto Shur, that is before Egypt, as you go towards Assyria. That means that the territory is extended from the Euphrates River in the north to the Red Sea in the south, and from the northern Sinai to the western border of Babylonia. Havilah was the southeast border of his territory, located in what is now northeast Arabia. Shur was the southwest border towards Assyria, giving the northern border. Basically, this was the Arabian Peninsula that's being described. The state was, he abode over against all his brethren. In Hebrew, for the abode over against means to fall or to fall upon, and again has a double meaning. First, to live side by side, but second, to live in a state of hostility. And that's used that way in other passages in the Hebrew Bible, but the verse is also a fulfillment of the prophecy given to Hagar back in chapter 16, verse 12.